You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
It's officially my birthday week.
Hey-o.
We are talking all things birthday bash. And of course, we have to talk about the potential TikTok ban.
Yeah.
So all things birthday, all things B, I guess. Birthdays, bashes, and possible bans. We'll get to all of it. But first, let's start off with the birthday bash that had been planned for a little while. I was super excited because that was like my first ever meet and greet birthday party bash thing. That was it. That was the first one. And people flew in from all over. So we had a really nice dinner. We ended up going to Moreline because I wanted people to be able to see downtown Cincinnati. And we got there. We started at 6:30. So we got to hang out, chit chat. It was nice and bright. And then by the time we ended, you know, the lights came on. You got to see everything lit up downtown, which was really, really cool. I have to make sure that I say this. I am so thankful for the people that came out, that I was able to hang out with them, meet them, just chill and allow them into my world of this is what I do. I might go have dinner and then I go hang out. We go dancing. We just kind of kick it. But I have to say to the people that came out, especially the ones that faced their anxieties and fears and took flights and drove and went downtown, I am extremely proud of you. And I was so, so thankful for each person that was there. And I can genuinely say that, yes, they were there. Yes, they were hanging out. But legit, I feel like I'm going to be friends with a lot of these people for the rest of my life. It was so, so much fun. It was so much fun. But I wanted to say again, I'm so proud of you and the people know who they are that took that risk and said, hey, I'm coming. I want to be there. I want to be part of this and I'm coming. So thank you so much. And I love that. But we did. We had the best time. We started off at Moreline. Like I said, we had hors d'oeuvres. And this is just me. This is who I am. The hors d'oeuvres were crab cake. And then the other thing were like the beer pretzels that you can dip in cheese. So a little bougie and a little bit just me, savage.
Go ahead.
So I joked about it and I was like, I'm taking those pretzels with us to the bar. And unfortunately, before I could turn back around, they had already like gotten rid of them. And I was like, dang it. We were going to like stuff them in our purse so we could eat them later on in the night. So we filled up and then I was like, let me take you guys to the banks. So if you've never been to Cincinnati, basically, the banks are literally on the bank of the river, but it's in between. There's a bunch of restaurants and bars in between the Red Stadium and the Bengal Stadium. So if we go out of the bar that we were at, the restaurant bar that we were at, that's right on the river. So it overlooked the river, but you can walk to the other side of that street and you're literally on the banks. So everyone got to see the Red Stadium and they got to see all of like the length of the bank. So it was really, really cool. So we walk out of Moraline and these two guys are like, hey, we definitely want to take your picture. And they're like, oh, you guys are all dressed up. What's going on? Like, what are you guys here for? And there was, Lisa was with me. And I was like, well, we're just out on the town. They're like, well, what do you do? I'm like, well, I like to go find guys that are under 30 for my friend here. He's like, oh, really? What about in their 20s? And I was like, no, we don't want to train them. We don't want to train them. We don't know. No guys. Because she, I don't know if she wants me to tell her age, but she's a little bit older than me. And she was like, no, we're looking for them for Heather. So whoever this person is, there's some person with their YouTube channel out there that literally was recording us. And they think that I was just out looking for young 30-somethings for my friend. So then we walk. I'm not making this up. People on the live can definitely vouch for me. So we walk not even another 5-6 steps. And this girl, I had a very sparkly dress on. If you have not seen the dress, you can go check it out over on my Instagram, Savage Mom Life number one. So Savage Mom Life one. You can go check it out or you can check it out on my TikTok. So anyway, I had this real sparkly dress, very low neckline, and everybody kept coming up wanting to touch the dress, which was fine. I had no problem with that. So this girl comes up and she hugs me and like rubs me across my stomach. And I was like, okay, well, you know, people just like to feel the glittery stuff. I don't know. So she then just latches on and hugs me, which is fine because, you know, I'm a hugger. So if, when people come up and say hi, I'm like, hey. So she latches on to me and she kisses me on the cheek. And the guys still have the camera and I think she wanted a picture. I don't know what she wanted. So then she doesn't let go. Her lips are on my cheek for about 20 to 30 seconds. And I'm like, okay. So then she decides, well, I'm not going to kiss her on her cheek anymore. And this is where you need your earbuds in. She literally sinks all the way down to the bottom of my dress. And she's still like feeling my dress. And I was like, okay. She then, which had a large slit in the dress, like you could see all the way up my leg, basically, she decides to part the slit and try to go under my dress. And I'm like, whoa, hey there.
I have so many questions. I'm sorry. I had to break in.
So then I kind of look at her and the guy she's with is like, come on, it's time. And this, make sure your earbuds are in. She starts to walk away with him. I didn't hear it, but everyone else told me after I had turned back around. They were like, she made the comment, oh, come on, it's not like a stranger doesn't want to get eaten out.
What?
I was like, are you joking me?
You're making all this up.
I swear, bring me a stack of anything. Bring me a stack of everything. That is exactly what she said to me, like as she's walking away. And I was like, holy no way. Yes. So we technically hadn't even made it out of the vicinity. I wasn't even drinking. I feel like she was definitely drinking. But that was the first person that tried to get up underneath my dress.
That's number one.
That's number one. That started the night off. So We end up hanging out for a couple of minutes so people can take pictures and just kind of like look down the banks, whatever. Get in the car. We head over to our next destination and we get there and it's crowded, but it's super cool. Like literally anyone and everyone is there. And that's what I love. Like, that's my thing. A melting pot of people. It doesn't matter. Didn't matter. I mean, obviously you have to be 21 to get in there, but it didn't matter what you look like, what you're wearing. It just didn't matter. So I go in and people are like, oh my God, I love your dress. I love your dress. And a lot of people were trying to touch it, which was, I mean, whatever. But I will say I absolutely, probably about 20 people recognized me and they came up and they said hi. And I absolutely love that. The fact that people were so like excited. I know who you are. Oh my gosh, I love you. I love your content like that. That to me goes way further because I know things resonate with you and you guys are enjoying that. So I love that. And I prefer people to come up and say hi. I do want to give a shout out to a couple of people. One in general. We were on the dance floor and she is very discreet and was like, I know who you are and you are more beautiful in person than you are even on the screen. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Thank you. And she's like, I just went through a divorce. I have three daughters. They are with me. The dad is like gone, not in the picture anymore. Started a whole new life, new family, whatever. And she was like, I absolutely love your motto and how you live your life. She was like, the F it attitude, the I'm gonna do me. She was like, when I changed over into that, it has made me a happier person. And I absolutely love that for her. And I spoke with her for a little bit and I'm just like, I love that for you. You can tell that you're happy when you make that switch. You can definitely tell, you know, just within yourself, you do seem happier. And I think this resonates with so many women and I hope men too, but I think it resonates with so many women because some of the conversations that I had over the weekend were, I just got divorced or I've been divorced within the last few years, right? So you've been divorced and you feel like your life is completely flipped upside down, whether you asked for it or they asked for it. Your life is completely different. You've got to navigate this whole new world of who am I? How am I going to function? How am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to still be a good parent? You know, if you have children, there are so many things that are going on in your head. And eventually you have to say, and a lot of people are like, oh, I caused it. Because as women, I think we are like, oh my gosh, it was my fault. Or what could I have done differently? And I think that's a good thing to like self-reflect, right? Like, what can I do differently moving forward? But a lot of people kind of get stuck in that, I did this to myself or I did this or how can I change for him to love me differently or love me better? And it's always about us changing. And then eventually we're like, fuck that, right? Like, fuck that. Why can't we be us? Why can't we be us? And why can't we enjoy things? And why isn't my voice mattering and all of those things? So I loved having those conversations this weekend. And when people come up and they talk to me, they're like, you don't know what you helped get me through. Listening to your story, listening to you, you know, you got divorced. When I kind of started this app, that's where I was. I was newly divorced. I was brand new. Matter of fact, I don't even think my paperwork was signed before I had put my first video up. So I was kind of in that same boat, right? Of, listen, for the last almost 20 years, I was with this person. Now I'm finding out who I am again. I'm gaining back who I was beforehand. Because I do feel like once you get married, once you have children, a lot of things change. Like, our focus changes. We get married and whether it's right, wrong, or different, we focus on our spouse. Then it's like we focus on the kids. So it's like, all right, it is now time, especially the people that get divorced, it's now time for me to put myself first again. And I love that. I love that. And it doesn't mean that you have to get divorced to do that. Like, if you're in a relationship and you are putting yourself last, like we consistently do, like, switch that. Figure out how you can switch that. I'm all for if you can make your relationship work, get to counseling, do all that, I'm all for it. But I'm also all for so many women and men, because I see some people in my chat right now, literally reinventing yourself and loving yourself again and just having that fire and that passion and just being happy. Being happy because life is hard. Life is fucking hard. Every day there's something. Last week for me, I was just, what is going on? There's so many twists and turns and whatever. Like, I was just like, oh my goodness, this is a lot. So we all have our days, weeks, months, you know, whatever it is. I just want to encourage people that not everything is your fault, right? When you're in a relationship, it's two. It can't always be one person's fault, right? So I'm thankful that not only people like choose to follow me and choose to hang out with me and choose to listen to the podcast, I'm thankful that people feel comfortable enough to come on my live feeds and talk about it. People feel comfortable enough to come up to me in person and talk about it. I absolutely, absolutely love that. I love that so much. But back to the party. It was so much fun because, like I said, I wanted people that came in to literally see how this is how Heather lives, right? If she goes out, because I don't go out every weekend, I don't go out all the time. But if I go out, this is exactly how it is. Well, we might go to dinner, we might do whatever, but then we go out and we hang out and we go dancing. So everyone got to come. And of course, I'm like, we're getting on the dance floor. Everybody is dancing. We're making sure everyone's going to get on that dance floor and have a good time. That was probably the second, when we first got on the dance floor, that was probably the second person that wanted to get underneath my dress. I don't know what I was putting out, what vibe I was putting out, but literally that was the thing to do, apparently, was try to get underneath my dress. I went live a few times. And the reason I went live is I don't expect everyone to understand this, but I went live because I love connecting with people. I love people. I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter to me. I just love people in general. I love people watching, not to make fun of them, but literally I'm like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that person has that on. Oh, that's interesting. But I went live and there were a couple of people, not very many. And my mods like handle it like that. But people are like, oh my God, just get off the live and go enjoy. And I'm like, you don't understand. You might not understand this. I'm going to try to explain the best that I can. You might think, oh, she's not living her life and having fun, whatever. I am having fun. But I also know the people on this live or someone on the live that night may have not been out for weeks, may have not been out for months, may have not been out for years, maybe sick, maybe in the hospital, maybe ill, whatever. Maybe they don't have friends. Maybe they don't have anyone else they can talk to. But literally, they were able to pop on this live and see us acting a fool and dancing and having fun and being happy. And that gave them some happiness. So even though I don't expect everyone to understand why I go live in certain circumstances, I also don't expect them to understand the DMs that I get thanking me for allowing someone into my life and allowing someone to be a part of this Savage family and allowing someone to see something that when you turn on the TV, I swear it's all fucking bad stuff right now. And I want people to be able to come to this page. We're in the studio and someone popped in and they said something. They were talking about something that, something sad that happened. And I was like, yeah, I don't talk about that kind of stuff because my page is a happy page. Not to say I'm not happy because last week I was a fucking train wreck. But it's a page where I want people to come and be able to escape that stuff. I don't turn the news on. Why? Because of that. I don't want to hear about all the negativity in the world. Tell me I'm living in a box or tell me whatever. I don't want to hear about it all the time because then I would be depressed and I would be just like, oh my goodness, this world is this and that. I don't want that. I want this. I want this live. I want my podcast. I want this to be a place where people can forget about the shitty things going on and can forget about whatever is like holding them down. They can laugh. They can smile. They can hang out. They can hang out and just literally love life. Whether it's for 15 seconds of a video, 60 seconds of a video, the half hour, 45 minutes of the podcast, the hours that we spend on live, it doesn't matter. So if I'm going live and you come on here and you're like, oh my God, you're on live. Well, you're on here too. What are you doing on here? Okay. So that is what this is all about. So when people come in and they're like, you're never going to win me over by that. I'm probably going to come right back at you. Right back at you and let you know. But we went live. And everyone loved it, the 1% or whatever. But everyone literally was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Thanks for taking us. Like, this is amazing. And they got to see some very interesting interesting things. I talk to everybody. Like, I'll go up in a group of people and I'll walk by. I'm like, what are we talking about? What is this chat about? And they'll tell me, right? Like, one guy, I don't even think my group knew this. And most of my group's in here right now in the live feed. I walk by this group and there's guys just kind of standing there and you could tell they're married, right? I was like, what are we discussing over here? And they're like, well, not a whole lot. And I was like, where are your wives? They're like, they're on the dance floor. I'm like, I'm going to give you a good tip. They're like, okay, what's that? I'm like, if you go out and dance with them, you're probably going to get lucky tonight. And they were like, oh, that's a great point. And they went out and they started dancing with their wives. So it's just nonsense. And people in my, I'm telling you, people in my chat, the live feed that's going on right now, they will 100% be like, she does not care. She literally will talk to everyone. So we're hanging out and I'm on the live feed and there was this guy. Oh, and I'm always trying to hook people up. We're on the dance floor and this girl looks at me. And what I typically get is, you look familiar. And as soon as they say that, I start laughing. And then I'm like, TikTok. If they haven't put it together by the time I like smile or laugh, then they're like, oh my gosh, TikTok. So there were two girls there and they're like, oh my gosh. And the one girl said, I kept looking over at you and I thought you were going to be like, oh my God, what is her problem? And my friend was like, wait, is that a hot guy over there? And so I was like, oh, are you single? She said, yeah. So I grabbed this. I go, what about that guy right there? She's like, well, we kind of were looking at him. So I was like, hold on a second. I go over and I start talking to the guy. I'm like, hey, what's your name? He's like, my name's Chris. I'm like, oh, where are you from? Are you from around here? Oh no, I just moved down from Columbus. I was like, oh, well, what do you do? Oh, I'm in the freight business, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that's really cool. So I walk over. I was like, hey, this is my friend, Chris. Do you want to meet him? And the girl's like, oh my God. She's like, do you know him? I'm like, yeah, his name's Chris. He's been here for like 2 months. He used to live in Columbus and he works in the freight industry. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe that you just did. 100%. So we're on the live feed and it's sitting on like the table area. And there's this guy. He's, I don't know, late 60s maybe. And he just keeps coming in behind the screen and he's just like dancing and like, I don't even know, throwing up peace signs, like whatever. We're just cracking up laughing. But it was almost like you have a camera, like when the news station has a camera and people just, they see that camera and it's just like, I got to get in that camera. So they get in there and he's just literally like, yes, yellow shirt guy. People who weren't even there are remembering. Yellow shirt guy. Just, he wanted to be part of that fun. And his friend's like, eventually was like, I'm sorry. He just doesn't get out. He just doesn't get out much. And so we were trying to like block the screen, but he was just having a good time. So then another guy comes across and he goes, wait, did you just get married? I was like, are you asking me to marry you? You got to get down on one knee, though. And he's drunk. And he's like, I have to get on one knee to ask you to marry me? And he just asked me whether or not I just got married. I was like, yeah, that's kind of the requirement. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't think I want to do that. I'm not sure about that. I'm like, you wouldn't get down on one knee for me? No, you can't even like finish his sentence, right? You can't even finish sentence. So eventually, like we shuffle him off the camera, and he goes to the side, and some of the people are telling him what I did. Well, I thought they told him that I did something else. So he came back over. He's like, "So what do you really do for a living?" I said, "Yeah, I sell fish toilets, clear fish bowl toilets." He's like, "Nuh-uh. That's bullshit. They said you're on that TikTok thing." I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh, they did they? They told you I was on that, huh? I was like, what is TikTok thing? What is that? He's like, you know what that is. I was like, no, what is that? He's like, listen, I'm old. I'm 46. And then I lost it because I couldn't help it. I'm like, this man is sitting in front of me, 2 years younger than me, telling me he's old and he doesn't know what TikTok is. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm on TikTok. So someone points to the camera and is like, she's on live right now. I was like, I'm not on live. I'm FaceTiming my mom. And he goes, is she hot? I was like, yeah, get in the camera and ask her. So he's like, hey, mom, are you hot? How old are you? He's literally talking to my entire life. That's amazing. Asking if she's single and if she's hot. Oh, my gosh. We were laughing so freak. They're like, we saw him. We saw him. We were laughing so freaking hard. It was so much fun. It was so much fun. But we were dancing. We went outside for a little break. And this guy's like, hey, can I get a picture with you? And I was like, yeah, $5. And he's like, oh, for real? I was like, no. I'm just kidding. I was like, come here. So we started taking pictures. I was like, but do you have my Venmo? They're losing it. And I was like, what's your name? He's like, Michael. I was like, damn, I've never met a Michael that I've ever liked. He's like, oh. I was like, until now. People are like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? fun night. So if you can get out to one of the events that I host, you should definitely come out because it is for sure a blast. And I also had someone bring me, because I said I wanted 50 Cent at my party. So someone brought me Snoop on a Stoop or whatever that is. And 50 Cents. So they're like, Snoop and Finny are at your party. Yes. It was a blast. I got a couple pics of us. Yay! That's awesome. It was so much fun. Everyone in the chat is like, yes, we had so much fun. Leading up to the party, obviously, there's been a lot of hubbub about TikTok and the banning and all of that stuff. And leading up to it, I was just like, oh, my goodness. If you did not get a chance to listen to, I mean, there's no way, unless you live under the literal rock that we were talking about earlier, there's no way you haven't seen it, heard it, you know, anything. I was absolutely appalled. I had never sat and watched a congressional hearing for as long as I mean, I think I had turned it on like one time before. I was like, what are these people talking about? It's boring. And I switched it off. I had never sat and listened. And I was so embarrassed. I've never, ever been embarrassed to be an American, ever. I am like red, white, and blue. Let's go. 4th of July. Like, this is just who I am, right? And I was embarrassed. I'm like, how dare you bring someone in and speak to them this way? So I put up a post and I was like, you are sitting here trying to say you're worried about our children. And the way you are bullying this man and not allowing him to speak, how dare you literally be on a stage, a worldwide stage, because everybody is watching. Everybody is watching us right now. And the way you are treating this man is horrid. Horrid. So, no, ma'am, no, sir. I was not having it. And I stay away from all that. I stay away from politics. I stay away from everything. Because, honestly, I don't know enough about it. I don't do enough research because the smear campaigns and this and that, you never know who to believe or not. So I'm like, I'm just staying out of it. I don't know. I'm not left, right, center, whatever the hell it is. No. Just no, 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 and no. Like, leave me out of it, right? But to sit and watch this and see how rude they were to him, I was utterly embarrassed. And I put a video up. And people are like, well, it's big creators like you that need to speak out. I'm like, what the fuck do you think I'm doing right now? What do you think I'm doing right now? I am telling them they should be absolutely ashamed by the way that they are speaking to this man who came to answer questions that you guys are requesting him to come to answer. And you're not giving him a chance to even speak. And then the most ridiculous question, right? Well, first of all, I did not know this is how, this is the first time I really understood what grandstanding was and sound bites. Because people were like, they just want to grandstand and get their sound bites. I'm like, well, okay, now you guys are going to make me research what the hell that is. So then I understood that, you know, what grandstanding was. So I'm like, okay, these people just want to hear themselves talk and they want to get their little snippets. So when they go to, you know, run again or whatever, they can look like they're, well, I stood up for this and I did that. So I understood those two words very clearly. And I was like, this is crazy. But I'm listening to this, and there are some things that were not appropriate, so my son did not hear, you know, a lot of it. But he happened to come in on a part that was okay to hear, and because when I was, like, walking through the house, I would turn it down on a spot he wasn't. He shouldn't be hearing. So he had walked into my bedroom, and I was listening to a part that was okay, and his first thing was, oh my goodness, why are they being mean to that man? They are being so rude to him. What? They're not even letting him answer questions. Why are they so mean? Why are they being bullies? I'm like, the fact that my 10-year-old son picked up on that in 2 seconds, you are congresspeople, which I have never done this in my life. Our congresspeople, I do not feel like the way ask every question under the sun, ask everything. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. But there is no need for you to act that way. You did not represent us as Americans the way that you spoke to that gentleman. You did not. The questions you may have asked, well, not the crazy ones. Some of the questions, because I would like to know, but not in the manner that you were speaking and not some of the questions that you were asking. You did not represent me. I will speak for myself. You did not represent me in the way that you conducted that congressional hearing. You should be ashamed and appalled when you go back. With that being said, TikTok being TikTok, they picked up on one of the best sound bites. Because, see, they kept thinking they wanted their sound bites. Little did they know that the sound bites they were going to get, they were going to get trolled.
I got tagged.
Mr. Chu, does TikTok access the home Wi-Fi network?
Only if the user turns on the Wi-Fi. I may not understand.
So if I have a TikTok app on my phone and my phone is on my home Wi-Fi network, does TikTok access that network?
It will have to access the network to get connections to the internet, if that's the question.
You can see his face like, huh? And I'm going to tell you right now. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. He's from North Carolina. Mr. Hudson from North Carolina. You had me questioning my entire life. Because I was like, am I missing something that the Wi-Fi does that I didn't know about? Is there like an underground tunnel that what is going on? I really second guess myself a lot about what the Wi-Fi did and did not do. So you did confuse me, and I think the rest of the world. But that is the soundbite, sir, that you anxiously were hoping for. It is now all over the place. So with that, I then went to that video, and a lot of people had a lot of questions. And so I'm here to ask them. Hey, sir, if I turn on my airplane mode, do I have access to all airplanes? Mr. Chu, if I look at myself in the mirror, does TikTok have access to my reflection? If I plug my phone into my charger and connect my charger to my outlet, does it connect to my electricity? Oh my God. Hide your kids! Hide your Wi-Fi! His teacher used to hand back his test face down. This is why we need TikTok. We can't let this go. Can TikTok do my job for me if I leave my phone at home and stay at home? I'm just kind of curious. If I flush my toilet, will my neighbors know what I ate? Oh, my goodness. Mr. Chu, if I call out of work, will TikTok tell my boss that I'm not really sick? So if I'm on TikTok and I have to charge my phone, does TikTok access main power grid in USA?
Exactly.
And lastly, Mr. Chu, if I put my phone on my stomach while asleep, will TikTok untie my tubes?
Oh, that one's amazing.
So, Mr. Hudson from North Carolina, I hope that you got everything out of this. And every other congressman and woman, I hope you got every soundbite that you deserve. I mean, that you wanted out of this hearing. But like I said, ask all the questions. You don't need to be rude. You don't need to be hateful. You do not need to be a bully. And if this is how you conduct business and this is how you are with anybody that comes in there, no wonder why people can't stand politics. I said what I said. And we're out.
Problems with stress and low libido? Did you know that saffron has been used for over 3,000 years as a natural aphrodisiac booster? Happy Saffron Plus contains the most potent saffron in the market, plus curcumin and zinc, to enhance mood and improve memory in a 3-in-1 single product that is vegan, sugar-free, and gluten-free. Developed by a world-renowned leader in brain and mental health, Happy Saffron Plus increases happiness and mood, reduces stress, and helps improve sexual function and libido. Happy Saffron Plus delivers hard-hitting brain and body benefits, so you'll find yourself experiencing better memory, mood, and libido. Join the thousands of people who are living better lives thanks to Happy Saffron Plus. Get your Happy Saffron Plus with a special offer at GetHappyToday.com. The lowest price is only available at GetHappyToday.com. Enhance your quality of life, mood, memory, and stress levels with Happy Saffron Plus. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.